It's the Fish Tank with Michael Fisher.
And don't forget, you can make the Fish Tank a fan tank by texting us your outrageous opinions at 424-9300.
On Sports Radio, The Ticket.
The Fish Tank is sponsored by 321 Golf. It's the perfect app. You want to go find a local tee time, local deals, maybe a place to eat. If your team doesn't have a pick in the draft tonight, like my Pelicans, I might be doing that instead of watching the draft because it is no fun for me. Yeah, go check it out. 321 Golf, free app you can download on your phone. If you follow me on Twitter, at TheFishKTIK, you would know I have a problem with the Celtics. Yes, Bob.
I was going to say, but how do you know you can just check out of the draft? What happens if you guys trade into the draft and have a pick?
That would mean we probably traded Anthony Davis, and I'd be even more upset. And I would be fuming on the golf course. It's not a good thing for me to know that.
Okay. So. Well, before we get into it, what would be your Anthony Davis offer that would make you say yes?
Oh, wow.
Would you take him for LeBron?
No, because I know LeBron would leave New Orleans in a year.
No, he would be forced to stay.
Oh, I would take him for LeBron if he was forced to stay, yes. I would probably take him. I'd go with the Kings. I'd trade him back to the Kings. It wouldn't make sense, but I'd trade him back to the Kings. I'd take 5 and 10, get Fox and Monk, and pair them with DeMarcus Cousins.
You trade Anthony Davis play for the Kings?
No, but they had the trade where they traded their pick to the Kings.
Okay.
That's the only pick that would even make sense.
So you would give up Anthony Davis for 5 and 10 in this draft?
If I could get Fox and Monk, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You could hold out for a lot better than that.
Well, I assumed I had to make a trade with the only team with two lottery picks is the Kings. I'm not going to trade him for a lottery pick next year, Chris Lewis. Unfortunately, I don't believe in that. So that would be my pick. But we'll go to a team that also has a lot of picks, that doesn't like to do any trading. As I was saying, follow me on at the Fish KTIK. You know I have a big problem with the Celtics recently, especially after the report came out that they turned down straight up number 3 for Jimmy Butler. Which, by the way, this is the same franchise, if you remember a couple years ago, offered 4 first-round picks, including the Nets pick. I'm not sure if it was this one that became number 1 or next year's that also might be number 1, for the chance to take Justice Winslow, a rookie who's never played in the NBA. Meanwhile, Jimmy Butler is an all-star, all-NBA caliber player. That's why I believe the Celtics are the best, worst-run franchise in sports. They continually have been stocking up draft picks for years. Sure, they make the playoffs, but there's no consistency. They'll offer 4 picks for a rookie. They'll turn down 1 pick straight up for an all-star. Their best player they've ever picked that I could think of wasn't even drafted by them. He was picked 60th. And that was Isaiah Thomas. And then, by the way, they had the number 3 pick last year, Jaylen Brown. He's like the 8th player on the roster. So, Chris Lewis, sink or swim, the Celtics are the best, worst-run franchise in sports right now.
We're going to swim with this. I do have an B answer to this. I wonder if Bob will, if he wants to sink it, he'll bring this team up. But yeah, the Celtics, you can't argue with the results. They're consistently good, if not like this year, they were very good, but they're not great. You don't look at that roster and you say great. But like, how can you have all the assets to be about as good as any team, but be afraid to pull the trigger on actually using those? But then you are willing to pull the trigger on all those extra assets for Justice Winslow?
Yeah, Justice Winslow.
But he was entering the trap. Like, Danny Ainge has like a hole for those athlete competitor types who can't shoot. And in the NBA, what do you need to do to get really far?
Shoot, usually.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to swim with you. They're the best because, you know, they do things that are effective, but they're the worst best-run franchise is a great way to put it.
Bob?
He was fortunate that the other teams didn't give him the stuff for Justice Winslow, so I think it was actually somebody dumber than the Celtics for not taking it, correct?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Miami. And that would be Miami Heat?
Yeah. No, it was the Hornets.
Hornets.
The Hornets.
Okay. Yeah. He ended up taking Winslow. But
yeah, the Hornets were the ones that traded down 4 picks.
Yeah.
Okay.
To take Frank Kaminsky.
They are dumber than Danny Ainge. I think I'm going to have to swim, but this is my comment when you talk about the Celtics. They get way too much credit for what they did from 1957 to 1986. They won 16 championships in 30 years. In the 30 seasons since, they've only won twice. So I think people think they're a better organization than they are because they're looking at the 16 banners that were hung from 1968 behind. So do I think they're the worst-run, best organization? I think maybe we're looking at them as a better organization than they are because the aura from 57 to 86 is still having an afterlife and glowing. from 86 to 2017.
They have one championship since the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, 2008 was magical and everything, but so fortunate that that KG, Ray Allen trade happened because that gave them the life for this next run because of those Nets picks.
But I do agree with you, Fish. They are not a well-run organization, but maybe there's somebody else that's actually better than the Celtics, but this Celtics regime is still basking in the glow.
Indianapolis Colts are my number two on this.
They're getting close.
Yeah, they have results because they've had Peyton Manning and then the transition to Andrew Luck. But they just sound like they are the worst-run franchise in the NFL when you actually read in some of the articles coming out of Indianapolis.
Well, moving on, we're going to stick with the Celtics.
You hate them, don't you?
I do. I can't believe the amount of dumb things they do, and it just really, really got me heated, especially because the Pelicans don't have a pick, so I need a reason to watch this draft. And that is the best thing the Celtics can do tonight is not make the number three pick. One, you've already been offered Jimmy Butler. If I'm the Celtics, I call them back. But we'll leave that aside. Right now, the two guys they want to draft, Josh Jackson and Jason Tatum. Both of them project as wing forwards. Who's the guy you drafted last year at the number three pick?
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, who projects as a wing forward, who played a total of 12 minutes in 12 playoff games, averaging 5 points. He started 20 games of the regular season. He averaged 6 points. Why would you take a backup to the guy you just picked last year or make the guy you just picked last year a backup? The best thing you can do is trade this for anything, anyone that can start that isn't a wing forward that we have questions about whether or not they can shoot. So, Bob, sink or swim, the best thing the Celtics can do tonight is not be the team that makes the number three pick.
You better know what you're doing if you're the Celtics, and I'm not so sure they do. The three better be close to the one if you're making the pick. Chris detailed that a lot of times the one has been by far better than the two and probably the three as well. It sounds like they probably want to make this pick into something else. So I will say do I want to swim if I say take somebody else, trade the pick?
I'll take that as a swim, yeah.
Okay, I want to trade the pick because I don't think drafting the guy at three is going to be nearly as good as taking Fultz. I think they made a mistake. I will trade the pick. I'll go veteran. I think they've headed their boat in that direction, and I'm just looking up the Celtics ownership. They've had a lot of owners over the years. They've moved people in and out. I didn't recognize one name on the list. Ainge has got too much power. Maybe they need to make a change there.
All right, Chris, sink or swim. Best thing the Celtics can do tonight, not make, or we'll amend it, keep the number three pick going into next year.
I'm going to swim because I think the best thing that they can do is just trade the number three, trade Jaylen Brown, and trade one of your next year's picks that you have. You have like four of them in the first round.
For Justice
Winslow?
And just
get Kristaps Porzingis.
No, not
get Porzingis. You got Porzingis, who's on a cheap deal because he's still on his rookie contract. Whatever the price is, you should go up and get Porzingis. Sign Gordon Hayward. You might still have enough to trade for Jimmy Butler. Go win a championship. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's so
it
silly.
It sounds so simple.
Go
right?
Win a championship. Go try to win the title. You have everything out there for you to get all the pieces you need. You have all the assets in the world to be able to trade to get it. Go win a championship. Try to do it.
Are the Celtics, are they hiring? Can they hire any of us to talk to Spence and to Danny Ainge? Because Chris just outlined the easiest way to win a championship. And instead, we all know they're going to pick Josh Jackson. He's going to play 20 games next year.